Construction of a youth homeless shelter is underway in downtown Fairbanks. The emergency shelter called The Door is the long-in-the-works project of local nonprofit Fairbanks Youth Advocates. Group Director Mary Lee Bates says a donated building on 10th Avenue was recently demolished to make way for the new facility, which is scheduled to be ready in November.
It's on a very fast track. It's on a very tight, you know, almost every day is there's something going on. So an hour and a half brought down the building. Another day, they carried it away. Another day, they dug out all the old foundation and leveled it.
Bates says the facility is designed in line with state requirements to house a dozen young people between the ages of 12 and 21.
There's two floors, and there's offices and, you know, kitchen and bedroom on one floor. And then upstairs, there's more common space and two more bedrooms. And then downstairs, we also have a parent room. A house parent room, someone that will be stationed and living there full time.
Bates says homeless kids will continue to be served at a temporary shelter at the nearby First Presbyterian Church until the new facility is done. She says even when the new shelter is ready, it likely won't be enough to meet local demand.
We're seeing 10 to 20 kids a night at the shelter right now, at the overnight shelter that's just emergency shelter at the basement of the church. So, you know, it helps us make a dent in it, and it's a good place to start, but it doesn't completely meet the need that we're seeing right now.
Bates says a process for determining who will get to stay at the shelter is being developed in consultation with Covenant House in Anchorage, which runs a similar homeless youth facility. The new Fairbanks shelter's $900,000 price is being largely covered by a state grant, but about $50,000 needs to be raised locally. Fairbanks Youth Advocates has operational support from the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Bates says the cost of running the new shelter is still being figured out, but the building will be efficient.
We're using the best research that we've got from the Cold Climate Housing Research Center. And, you know, we're talking 10-inch walls and, you know, the best in energy technology that we have, you know, in order that we can be sustainable long term.
Bates says Fairbanks Youth Advocates has a grant that will cover utility costs through June of 2014.